Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
It is time now for Travel Thursday. Now, travel, of course, has been paused, but it has given us a lot of food for thought and on, you know, what we truly miss about our getaways that we tend to plan for eagerly, right? So the COVID-19 pandemic has left many of us working at home for months, and that has intensified the impact of work on our personal lives. I always say the lines are blurred, and that does kind of make it a bit complicated. Goes without saying, 2020 was one of the most stressful years that people have experienced in their working lives, and this reflects in a research piece done by Booking.com. Now, this research revealed that 52% of Singaporeans reported negative impact on their mental health, and 47% of Singaporeans have felt imprisoned in their home due to travel restrictions. So much so that Singaporeans are ready to let their career take a back seat for a while, with over half, about 59%, saying that they would prioritize traveling over success at work. They prefer to go on a vacation rather than get promoted. Which category do you fall in? Would you go on a trip instead of getting a promotion if you had to choose between the two? Well, on the line with me this morning is Nuno Guerrero, who is Regional Director, South Asia, Oceania and Chains, Booking.com. Nuno, bom dia, como esta, how are you?
Good morning. Thank you for having me. Everything's good.
I thought I'd relate to your Portuguese side because I'm of Portuguese descent myself, and I miss Portugal. I was there about 4 years ago. Gosh, man, what I would give to be there enjoying a holiday right now. But no, let's talk about this back to travel research findings. Could you tell us a little bit more about this research piece that was done by Booking.com?
Yeah, of course. Our goal is really to get global insights from consumers and industry partners. So the idea is really to explore how the traveler behavior would evolve post the pandemic, and how can we support the industry, particularly our accommodation partners, to get back to travel, support travel consumers also to get back to their journey and start exploring again, which is something that they love, and it's at our DNA. Indeed, when we looked, I think we found a few interesting pieces around the feedback that we received from our consumers. Particularly, certainly we've seen that with the vaccines being rolled out, with some of the measures being put in place against COVID, in sight, there's certainly travelers are starting to consider getting back to travel. That might be at the moment closer to home, but certainly we see some optimism, and that will benefit obviously the industry. And people are ready, particularly when it's safe to go explore again, to start traveling.
Yeah. What interesting thing that came out of this survey that really sticks out is over half, about 59% of Singaporeans would prioritize traveling over success at work. I mean, if we were to compare this to other parts of the world, is the picture the same or different?
No, it's interesting, quite similar. And we'd seen in average maybe 6 to 7 people out of 10 would prioritize either, travel over falling in love or getting ahead at work. So it's quite curious to see this feedback and in terms of these insights. But the fact is that shows that there is a lot of pent-up demand.
Yeah, no. You would prioritize travel over falling in love because you can fall in love while you're traveling.
Well, certainly that's another option.
but and dialing it back down to Singaporeans, I mean, is it because we're too used to traveling because of the living spaces that we have here being a small country in that sense?
Yeah, I think we know that Singapore, obviously, it's a very important travel hub in Asia Pacific. And people are indeed used to travel. We had a great travel corridor here connected to many countries, also in APEC, but also to Europe. And certainly, I think everybody's eager, but also understands that, of course, the measures that are currently in place are important. Mm. But I think with the vaccines, I think with vaccines in sight, obviously there's some caution, but we certainly see that as that gets rolled out, we will start to see people wanting to travel, but for now they remain close to home. So we've seen staycations being prevalent here in Singapore. people enjoying either working from hotels or doing the weekend staycations with their family. So there's always other ways around if you cannot travel internationally, how you can enjoy a bit of relaxation.
Very true. Nuno, I wanted to get your outlook on the travel industry for Asia Pacific. And I was wondering, you know, because we had things like travel bubbles between Singapore and Hong Kong, that those two bubbles got burst two times. We don't know when the third round will be. But I was wondering, when travel returns, could it be similar to how we all started traveling? First, we go around the region and then we start exploring the rest of the globe slowly. Could the recovery picture look like that? Or are we expecting, say, Asia Pacific to have a slower rebound?
I think some of, as we look forward into how travel look like, I think some of the travel trends that we're observing at the moment is that safety will remain top of mind. All right, so safety and in terms of hygiene, what standards are going to be provided by the accommodations, what sort of restrictions are where consumers are able to travel, do they have to quarantine or not, what's the vaccination rate in those countries. So I think are elements that are important. The other part that is also quite important here is to understand, for example, what type of experiences are available if you're traveling. For example, let's say when you finally are able, maybe the third time will be the charm with our Hong Kong travel bubble. What type of experiences we'll be able to enjoy when we get there. So that there's a few elements that are unknown, but what we do know is that obviously vaccines are important, but they're not, how can I say, the silver bullet. So there, we will also need support from, for example, government incentives to support either airlines, the accommodation industry, consumers, to help them travel again. And we've seen successful campaigns, for example, in Japan, in Australia, to really reignite that the internal travel, the domestic travel.
Actually, Australia and New Zealand represent quite a lot of learning lessons. I mean, you've got the Trans-Tasman ATB and New Zealand's latest ATB with the Cook Islands. In terms of your observation, what lessons can we learn from there?
Yeah, I think certainly what we've seen there is for example, the success of the vaccination program rolling out, the measures that have been put in place. Still, you can even observe today, right? So, for example, Victoria, one of the states in Australia, is under restriction. So it doesn't, I think, again, there's no silver bullet, but there are measures such as the vaccinations, such as the healthy and safety standards that are remaining as a top priority there that will help defer and support a bit travel, but defer a bit of the impact of COVID. Certainly, there, when you think about it's a lot of domestic and leisure travel. It's a lot less, and we're not seeing any of those major conferences, business travel. I think that will still certainly take a lot more time to get back travel, like back getting back to what was the normal travel for many of those that traveled for business.
Is there extra emphasis, I mean, working at booking.com, right, extra emphasis to show potential travelers and partners, ensuring them that you get a better peace of mind, especially when we're slowly on this road to recovery?
Yeah, we're certainly trying to support our accommodation partners with, you know, I think, first of all, the right level of insights. The Back to Travel campaign that we did at Booking is one of those examples, but also insights, like data insights that we have available on our platform. But the other very important element is also our innovation. So we took this opportunity, which in fact it is something that we'll have to innovate, we'll have to change. So we know that not everything will be exactly the same, we'll have to adjust to the new normal. So certainly it's, for a company like ours, it's certainly an opportunity to say, how can we support and drive, you know, technological innovation to support consumers? And we put in place in our platform, for example, health and safety standards that inform consumers when they travel. If you're going also to travel because you want to work from hotels instead of being working from home, you can actually, you have filters and search that in our platform. But we also provide, for example, a wide range of selection, because there are certainly consumers we see that they were looking for, you know, that hotel branded experience because they feel more comfortable. But we also see in another spectrum, those consumers that don't want as much of like a mass contact and they prefer to stay in a home or in a some sort of apartment where you can stay there and feel safe with your family and have a bit more control in your environment. So we're allowing ensuring that consumers and travelers have that sort of selection in our platform. But ultimately, one of the elements in conversations we have with partners I always highlight is to focus on flexibility. And that right. is quite important. We see, for example, for the example I was sharing for Victoria, travel plans have to change. And therefore, it's quite important for accommodation partners to keep flexibility in mind, because that will drive also consumer preference.
You talk about flexibility. Does this mean then within the travel industry, the thought or hope that travel will revert to pre-pandemic days? This is not possible then?
Well, who knows? But certainly we see it will potentially it will be years, not quarters, till we see travel coming back to resuming back to 2019 levels. Mm-hmm. But there are measures that can be put in place. As I mentioned, again, there's quite an importance. So there's a few stakeholders, like certainly Booking.com is one of them, but together with our accommodation partners and governments and other stakeholders that they have to, we will have to work together to support the travel industry. You know, we've been having these conversations, obviously, in Australia, Japan, but I think also it's important to see that consumers do want to travel. So how can we support that pent-up demand by providing a level of flexibility, by providing also the right prices and selection to support that? And meanwhile, explore closer to home. That's probably what many of us have been doing in Singapore.
Nuno, you've described how important flexibility and, of course, that increased need for communication is these days, especially for the travel industry. But for fun, just to wrap things up, what have you noticed? What are you expecting in terms of popular travel destinations that Singaporeans are really looking forward to when things get back to normal?
Mm-hmm. No, well, certainly we looked at what would be the travel intentions and the travel searches of our top destinations for Singaporeans. And interesting enough, obviously Hong Kong was at the top, certainly because of the travel bubble. But we have seen Bangkok, KL, so Kuala Lumpur are some of the destinations. Interesting enough, it still remains 8 out of the top 10 are in Asia Pacific. And I think that shows that Singaporeans are interested in the travel corridors when they open up.
Mm-hmm. I'm the one that's too ambitious and wants to go all the way back to Portugal. Nuno Guerrero, regional director. That makes two of us, huh? We'll go there and enjoy a coffee when we're there. Nuno Guerrero, regional director, South Asia, Oceania and Chains for Booking.com. Nuno, obrigada. Thank you so much for your time. Take care.
Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. Or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.